Yeah, well, just dying.
Laura, thanks so much to Vansport for, it's just wonderful.
It's just a beautiful community.
You are listening to the Tin Can Phone Podcast, where you can hear about the influence incarceration has straight from the sources. We tell the stories from the inside out. So make sure to check us out on Cable Community Radio every first Tuesday at 10 a.m. You can also check us out on Spotify, Apple, and anywhere you love to catch your podcast. And make sure to give us a follow over at 10canphonepodcast.com. And follow our Instagram at 10canphonepodcast. This Misfit Adi signing off.
KBOO Portland.
KBOO's end of the year drive is happening right now. We invite you to become a member today by going to kboo.fm/give or by texting KBOO to the number 44321. Contribute now and help us meet our $70,000 goal by the end of the year. Join the KBOO family today at kboo.fm/give.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing, unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The Finance Committee meets on the third Thursday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Please visit our website.
Dear KBOO listeners, fantastic KBOO community, we want to inform you that right now our phone system is offline. Again, at the moment, our phone system is entirely offline. Our engineering department is tackling this issue with urgency. We apologize for any inconvenience, and thank you for supporting KBOO.
Earth is our government. Earth is our God. Earth is our economy. Earth is our church. We listen to Earth and then we go back to the old institutions. We go to the president and the generals and the holy fathers and the doctors of thinking, and we get no response. Then we return to the Earth and await further instructions. We know that life itself is the best strategist. Earth speaks to us every day. The natural disasters are hard lessons. The silence of extinct life is a sorrowing Earth. What Earth knows is almost entirely unknown to us. The unknowable Earth is everything that we believe. It is all the commandments. It is common sense. It is where compassion comes from. We put personalities on Mount Olympus to represent it. We pray to the watery fire that creates a child inside our loved one. We dance all night. Now Earth is our only celebrity. Earth is the only famous being that matters at all. Human history was made triumphing over Earth. Now Earth makes history.
I could live in the mall. I dreamed about living in the mall once. It was a cool dream, because like my parents owned the mall and I could get whatever I wanted. And that just made me want to smile. I mean, I'm a pretty smart girl. I can tell when they're trying to get us to buy stuff. But then I want to buy their stuff, so, you know, it doesn't really make a difference if it's advertised or not. I still want to buy it because everybody's buying it. If everybody buys it, then I'm going to buy it. I just feel like sometimes you have to buy your clothes at a certain place or else you won't be considered normal. People will laugh at you. Rumors will spread. And that is a bad thing. Very bad thing.
In one word, consumerism. Producers and consumers grow farther apart as sales increase. Consumers are increasingly isolated. Profits, opposition. Opposition, profits, no type of consumer is more important than the enemy. War is crucial to consumerism. Militarism demands the largest products and the longest distribution lines. Intimacies within wars do arise, but they are closely monitored. Bands of brothers may save each other's lives, but only after all the products have exploded. Children, the apocalypses in this book come from separation. The more terrible the end of the world, the clearer the call to look into each other's eyes and start something. Earth in me recognizes Earth in you. The Earth wants to reunite.
If companies are allowed to pit the American worker against desperately poor people in the developing world who don't have the right to organize, who don't have any form of democracy at all, you can't compete against slave labor. It's impossible. well, how do workers live in Bangladesh that are making Walmart shirts? And they're getting paid 13 to 17 cents an hour. Well, those workers live in utter misery. Those wages translate into not being able to brush your teeth. They get up in the morning and brush their teeth with their finger using ashes from the fire because they can't afford a toothbrush. And there's a certain decency to the American people. When they stand face to face with a 13-year-old kid, and that kid tells the American people that she works 7 days a week and every other day they're working until 3 a.m., they keep them for a 19 and a half hour shift. She got 7 cents an hour to sew clothing for Walmart. And when we were walking away from her, she just blurted out, I feel like I'm dying. I'm so sick and exhausted. 13 years old, and she tells us she feels like she's dying. And yet she works for the largest corporation retailer in the face of the earth that had $11 billion in profits. Walmart led the way, and now everyone wants to milk this system for as much as possible. The biggest fear to the corporations is that young people wake up and start asking, not even negative questions, just say, wait a second, let's slow down a little bit. Yeah, who made this product?
American consumer credit debt has surpassed $2.4 trillion, and 60% of us are carrying $13,000 in credit card debt this Christmas. At over 1 million a year, bankruptcies continue to rise, especially after the holidays. Yet Americans will still get over 4 billion new credit card offers and charge over $100 billion on Christmas gifts this year.
We're seeing gift cards that function like credit cards, marketing to 12 and 13-year-olds. We're seeing the marketing of consumerism to children as young as 3 years old.
Fran! Fran! Lock that door! There are people here with too much credit. I want everybody here to reach down into your wallet. And I want you to bring out that credit card. And I want you to wave it in the air. Magnetic stripe facing Reverend Billy. We've got to exorcise the credit.
The one time Jesus got violent was the money changers. When the Visas, the Citibanks came into the temple, that's when he got upset because of the outrageous usurious rates that were being charged.
Blessed are the consumers. You don't have to live your life with products. Amen. Blessed is the ordinary American citizen who holds onto a patch of public commons. Blessed are you. Blessed is the artist who is not corporate sponsored. You're the one who's going to teach us peace. Somebody give me a peace hallelujah today. Blessed are you. Blessed are you who confuse consumerism with freedom. You'll be delighted to discover the difference. Amen. Blessed are the advertisers, and blessed are the celebrities. You're waiting for a remarkable restfulness.
Blessed are you.
honesty. Blessed are you. Blessed are the neighborhoods people flew from in fear. Your children, Lucia, will reappear to illuminate the dark economy. Blessed are you. Blessed are the workers in the super malls, the towns. Blessed, your employers blessed, killed blessed, shall blessed, come back to life. Amen. Blessed are you. And blessed is the breadwinner with outsourced dreams, sitting in his SUV in a traffic jam from Christmas hell. This year, a free gift shall set you free. Set you free. And blessed are the young women in the sweatshops, for the things you make shall fly you like magic evening gowns to the city of light. The city. Blessed are you who disturb the customers. You just might be loving your neighbor. Blessed are you who disturb the customer. You just might be loving your. You just might be loving your neighbor. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. You're disturbing your customer. You're loving your.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Analysis found that extreme weather disasters, including winter storms in Europe, flooding in Australia and South Africa, and hailstorms in the US and France, caused an estimated total economic loss of $260 billion in 2022, well above the 10-year average of $207 billion. Alligators living along the Cape Fear River in North Carolina had high levels of 14 different PFAS, or forever chemicals, in their blood, and showed clear signs of immune system dysfunction. Brazilian President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's incoming administration aims to create a new federal police unit focused on environmental crimes. Under former President Jair Bolsonaro, deforestation in the Amazon increased 73% in 2021 compared with 2018, its highest level in 15 years. About 34,000 square kilometers of the Amazon rainforest were cleared, and nearly 99% of deforestation recorded in 2021 had some irregularity indicating illegality. Fires often used to clear land and prepare it for crops or pasture soared alongside deforestation. The number of hotspots, the indicator of fire activity in the Amazon from 2019 to 2022, was 368,642. Scientists have warned that increased deforestation and fires are pushing the Amazon to a tipping point from which the rainforest will not recover, underscoring the urgency to reverse the damage. If this destruction continues, vast portions of the rainforest may dry out in coming years, releasing billions of tons of stored carbon, disturbing weather patterns across South America, and decimating agriculture. A U.S. forest study indicates that street trees save lives and provide direct health benefits that far outweigh the costs of planting and maintenance. Tree plantings were significantly associated with reductions in non-accidental and cardiovascular mortality. Specifically, planting 11.7 trees in each tract was associated with 15.6 fewer non-accidental deaths per year and 5 fewer deaths from cardiovascular disease per year. Older, larger trees were more connected to reduced human mortality than saplings. As trees aged and grew, the magnitude of the association between tree planting and mortality increased. Scientists have found microplastics hidden in the snow and streams on Mount Everest, adding to the concerning body of evidence that no place on the planet is free from these microscopic pollutants. A recent decision by the United States Environmental Protection Agency could shutter Ohio's largest coal-fired power plant. The agency announced that it has denied the James M. Gavin plant in Galea County permission to keep dumping toxic coal ash into an unlined pond. The EPA gave the facility on the banks of the Ohio River near Cheshire 135 days to find another way to dispose of the ash. If it can't find one, the plant will have to close. An EPA representative was not able to immediately answer questions about what consequences the Gavin plant would face if it does not comply with the ruling. Environmentalists praised the decision. The World Health Organization disclosed that over 7.1 million Bangladeshis were displaced this year by climate change, a number expected to grow to 13.3 million by 2050. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced actions this week to limit the unrestricted use of some pesticides that can harm bee and other pollinator populations. The DEC is reclassifying certain products containing neonicotinoid insecticides as restricted use to ensure applications are limited to trained pesticide applicators in specific situations. Restricting the use of these pesticides enables DEC to collect new data to determine where, when, and how they are used, as well as their potential impacts. Pollinators contribute substantially to New York's environment and economy. The state's ability to produce crops such as apples, grapes, cherries, onions, pumpkins, and cauliflower relies heavily on the presence of pollinators. Neonics don't just impact pollinators. New evidence demonstrates that these chemicals are harming a wider range of wildlife. Exposure to neonics can prevent songbirds from orienting themselves for their migration, cause significant weight loss, and interfere with their reproductive success. An interdisciplinary research team has found that crowding makes time seem to pass more slowly. They tested time perception in an unusually lifelike setting, a virtual reality ride on a New York City subway train, and found that rush hour commutes on public transit may feel significantly longer than other rides that objectively take the same amount of time. The research adds to evidence that social context and subjective feelings distort our sense of the passage of time. Avian flu continues to take a toll on birds and wildlife in the U.S. So far, more than 50 million birds have been affected. The figure far outstrips that of a 2014 outbreak, which at the time was considered the single biggest animal health emergency in U.S. history. While avian influenza viruses typically peter out during the summer when wild birds end their migration, this outbreak came roaring back in the fall and is now in 46 states, with Pennsylvania experiencing especially severe losses of more than 4 million birds. Infections have also been found in some mammals, including fox, bear, and even seals. A new analysis of more than 20,000 trees on five continents shows that old-growth trees are more drought-tolerant than younger trees in the forest canopy and may be better able to withstand future climate extremes. The findings highlight the importance of preserving the world's remaining old-growth forests, which are biodiversity strongholds that store vast amounts of planet-warming carbon and support complex biodiversity. And now, the sounds of extinction. Over 100,000 tons of microbes could flood out of melting glaciers in the wake of the climate crisis. This scenario will involve the release of over a quintillion different microorganisms. And hear the sound of melting glaciers.
And that was Savitri D. News from the natural world. Thank you, Savi. Now, I'd like to read a couple pages from my journal as the final message of today's Earth Riot Radio. A message to Jason Candler, the editor. Jason, if I go off the end of the table here past the 29 minutes, our limit, just fade me out like life itself. All right, here we go. It's a good dawn. I sit here in my chair, writing in my journal, looking out over the Brooklyn street. The chair I'm sitting in was my father's chair. The old oak desk on my right, that's his too. Father fought in World War II. He's a big, tall guy with a big grin, and his name is Bill. He's from what they call the Great Generation. He's turning 98 in a couple weeks. I visited him Thanksgiving weekend in his Florida nursing home. He also has a window to face and a life to remember from his wheelchair. To visit Father is to slow down and sit parallel to him and look out that window. We sat in silence with that window for hours and hours, with the windy sky and the racing ocean clouds. He probably likes sitting like that better than me shouting, trying to force a conversation through his broken hearing aid. So the Earth gave the two of us another day. As time slowed down more and more, and I slid into the nursing home zen state, I thought to myself, this is what the really intense Earth activists feel about time. Each moment has an on-purpose quality. The sensation that wind isn't just wind. It's on the way to winding itself into some record-breaking mother cell tornado. I look out that window, and I felt time passing, but I wanted to feel it differently. I know that Earth time is not ending anytime soon. The humans are. Father and I will end. I want to work with time to feel it different. I want to cut myself with time. I want to feel the material of time so I can get back to work, direct action for the Earth. His nursing home, it has off-white walls, too much empty space, like a hospital. So I brought in an old airplane propeller, which I found in a Brooklyn shop. He likes that. It's a good gift. It puts him in his war, and I watch his eyes dart to the right and left as the guns that made him mostly deaf are pouring out metal and flame. Suddenly, he asked me, what am I doing with my life? Father, we're defending the Earth. We're protesters who sing. He looks at me. How are ticket sales for that? He asks. Not in a mean way. Father fought fascists and raised a family. Now, can I say that? I want to. Something about what his generation did makes it hard for me to remember how evil our enemies are in 2022. His devils were famously evil. Hitler. It seems like at some point years ago, I suggested to Father, I tried to persuade him that our devils, Jamie Dimon and Jeff Bezos, the fossil fuel investor class, are like Hitler and Hirohito. I think maybe I backed off of that. I hope I did. The anti-magic of Disney, the fossil fuel of Amazon, the fake bohemia of Starbucks, the tons of carbon dioxide and methane financed and put into the air by J.P. Morgan Chase. These vaguely comic, exaggerated gangster movies that make an important truth. Sort of, our political conversations sometimes take us farther and farther from the Earth. Know what I'm saying? Sitting there with my father, he looked out over the mountainous cumulus clouds coming in from the Atlantic. And at one point, I wanted to shout, do you like your propeller? I stand there spinning the big propeller around and around with an umbrella stuck in the hole in the center of it. I wanted to fly with Dad. When he remembers the World War, he suddenly has that matter-of-fact bearing. It's like he's 50 or 45 years old again. How are ticket sales with that singing of yours? And he said that 5 minutes ago, that same question. But I'm grateful for the repetitions. And I'm grateful for the 5 minutes in between them. Father, as the wind and the flood and the fire blow us into our surreal hell, we don't get to talk to the greatest generation anymore. This is a rare privilege, sitting with Father. Now what his generation did is monetized as nostalgic billion-dollar movies, celebrities running around with movie guns. We haven't found our war. We haven't figured out how to describe what's happening to us. But surely something like worldwide violence is happening to us now. How do we demonstrate that it is something real? After the climate conference in Egypt, it comes home to us. How that war that's going on right now is converted into corporate press releases and negotiations. We should get busy dramatizing our own apocalypse. Am I right? How do we do that? The enemy is completing its invasion. The investor class, the fossil fuel investors, making their billions of dollars. They're getting away with it.